Thoughts on 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 1. Christ's attitude. Let me read the verse to you. Peter, continuing with progressive sanctification, you remember that's his theme, he says this, "Therefore, since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourselves also with the same attitude, because he who has suffered in his body is done with sin." 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 1. As I say, the theme is still the believer's progressive sanctification. This is a vital matter. Peter has said a great deal about it, but he still has more to say. It's an inevitable consequence of conversion. It's an inevitable aspect of the believer's life. And it's a real witness to the world. The believer's progressive sanctification, growth in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, a growing likeness to Christ. And all of us need constant reminders, constant encouragements, constant rebukes in this area. This is what Peter says to believers. Arm yourselves. This is a fight. This is a battle. This is not a holiday camp. This is a lifelong struggle. Arm yourselves. In the mind, start thinking like this. In the heart, start feeling like this. In the mouth, start talking like this. This is the way for the believer to live. How to think, how to feel, how to speak. And it's all to do with Christ. Therefore, since Christ suffered, Christ, his attitude, because he who has suffered in his body is done with sin. Obviously speaking of Christ in particular, first and foremost. This is Peter's argument. It's not theology, it's Christ. Think of Christ in his sufferings. Therefore, since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourselves also with the same attitude. And then this argument, because he who has suffered in his body is done with sin. Because of that, that's the way you should arm yourself. Think of it. I have suffered for sin. I have suffered in the body. Therefore, I have done with sin. Now, let's think this out. He's giving solid reason here. He's not saying, now, I want you to be like this and some kind of emotional squeeze. No. This is solid argument. Christ suffered. Of course, the Christian life is difficult. It's a suffering life. Christ had suffering. It's a life of loss. And whoever thought it was not, well, I suppose the prosperity gospelers and the modern evangelicals think it's one ray of sunshine all along. They think it's Butlins every day with candy floss thrown in, egg and chips, whatever it is for breakfast, steak and chips for lunch, whatever. It's a holiday camp all the way, sitting in a deck chair on a cruise liner. Not at all. The believer is in a battle. Satanic forces against him. The world is against him. And he has to be a godly man, a godly woman. She has to be in this fallen world. And it's a suffering. And this suffering is the end of sin. Now, what does this mean? Well, it means, surely, then, if I'm criticized, I'm dead to sin. Rubbish. Criticism doesn't kill me. Criticism doesn't bring me to death. Does it mean if I have cancer, that means I no longer sin? No. Does it mean if I'm imprisoned, that's the end of my sin? Not at all. The suffering here must mean death. That must be a euphemism for death. I can't see any other reason. You can have all the cancers and all the colds and all the indigestion in the world, but that won't put a stop to sin. But dying puts a stop to it. You get arguments for this in many scriptures. You know, the one who has died has ceased from sin and so on. He's separated from sin. And that's the point here. Our union with Christ means that we died with him at Calvary. We're told this in Galatians. We are crucified with him. It's union, union, union with Christ here. This is what progressive sanctification is. This is the argument here. This is Romans chapter 6. You remember Lloyd-Jones said he was going to preach on Romans when he understood chapter 6. There it is. Get to it. Romans chapter 6, the great union with Christ, buried with him in death, raised with him in new life. Galatians, crucified with Christ, separated from sin. 1 John is about it. Ceasing from sin, born of God. This is the thing. We've passed from death unto life. We're new creatures. We've passed away from this world into the new world. You died. You were crucified with Christ, believer. This is what it is. You are united to him. You're one in Christ and in him forever. Therefore, since Christ suffered in his body, died for sin, arm yourselves with the same attitude. This world is not my home. His dying crimson o'er the robe, like a robe, spreads o'er his body on the tree. Then am I dead to all the globe, and all the globe is dead to me. That verse is often missed out in what's his hymn. Therefore, since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourselves also with the same attitude, because he who has suffered in his body, he who has died to sin with Christ, is done with it. We're free from it. We're away from it. We still sin, of course. But in the eyes of God, and in reality, in Christ, as John Newton said, 'tis he who's seen when I come to God, not me. My sins, yes, not in part but the whole, are nailed to his cross, and I bear them no more. I must give up here. But this is a very big passage, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1. May God bless it to us. Amen.